Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Sri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities, including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting, which lasted for around 40 minutes, came in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Don News, Sama TV, Ari News and Jio News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of the recent Pahalgam terror attack. The YouTube channels have been banned for spreading provocative and communally sensitive content, false and misleading narratives against India, its army and security agencies. Action has also been taken against two social media posts on the recommendation of the Union Home Ministry. The government has also objected to the reporting of BBC on Pahalgam terror attack and conveyed the country's strong sentiments to India's BBC head. A formal letter has been sent to BBC on terming terrorists as militants. Indian Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Bay Bandana scheme and distributed Bay Bandana cards to the beneficiaries at Tyagaraj Stadium in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Mr. Puri said that this scheme is being seen as a health model not only in India but also across the world. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 11 premises of liquor contractors in Bhopal, Indore and Mandasaur in Madhya Pradesh. The investigation follows an FIR alleging a loss of over 49 crore rupees to government revenue due to forgery and manipulation of treasury challans between 2015 and 2018. The National Archives of India, NAI, has acquired the private paper collections of former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. A formal signing ceremony was arranged by the National Archives in New Delhi today for the handover of the papers by the family of Mr. Kalam. Talking to Akashvani, Director General NAI Arun Singhal said the National Archives is in the process of assembling a collection of documents pertaining to former presidents. Punjab police has set May the 31st the deadline to arrest all drug traffickers in the state. All the district police chiefs have been instructed to prepare a concrete action plan to meet the deadline for making a drug-free state under the Youth Nashia Virudh campaign launched on March 1st. India is all set to sign a defense deal with France this afternoon for the procurement of 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. Sources said that officials from the Defense Ministry and the French ambassador to India will represent the two sides at the signing event. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the indication of Rafale marine aircraft, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. In a major boost to Arunachal Pradesh's rich biodiversity and conservation efforts, scientists from CSIR, Institute of Himalayan Bioresource Technology, Palampur, have discovered a new orchid species, Hemipelia himalayensis, in Dibang Valley district. The orchid species can thrive at 4,000 meters in the state's alpine meadows, informed the scientist. In response to the news, Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman, in a social media post, has lauded the team of scientists from CSIR IHBT Palampur on discovering the new world orchid species. Man said that this discovery not only enriches the state's incredible biodiversity but also highlights the importance of continued research and conservation efforts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.